Art, amid all these changes that we'll discuss, one of the constants is Steve Sarkisian entering his third season as head coach.
Yeah, it's almost a miracle that a coach would hang around with his entire staff in the tumultuous world of college football. But the continuity that Sarkisian has established here is, I think, probably the Huskies' greatest asset going into their opener this Saturday.
And one of the big changes, of course, is no Jake Locker.
Right. This is the first time Sarkisian has had to go without his team leader and one of the best quarterbacks in Washington history. Jake's with Tennessee now in the NFL, and Keith Price is his successor. There's a lot of optimism around Price, even though he hasn't had much game experience. He's only started once, and he's a completely different style than Locker. But so far in the fall camp, there have been a lot of positive signs that Price, who's a junior out of Compton, California, is up for the job. And one of the most amazing things about him is this kid is always smiling. He's a very upbeat, positive guy that has really impressed not only with his athletic ability, but with his leadership. So it's going to be fun to watch him grow and develop.
Price got the job over redshirt freshman Nick Montana, son of Hall of Famer Joe Montana.
Right, yeah. And I don't think that was too much of an upset simply because of the experience factor. But everybody is very excited about Nick Montana to see what he can do. And, of course, the pressure's on him to be his dad. And
right.
That's never a good thing.
Big burden.
Yeah.
So we've got some other stars to talk about, though.
Yeah, there are two recruits from this area that Sarkisian brought to Washington are really exciting talents. A wide receiver by the name of Kaysen Williams from Skyline and a tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins from Gig Harbor. And these two kids are exceptional talents. They're both going to start as freshmen. There's a lot of optimism around them being difference makers in the Washington offense. So those two with Keith Price are going to be the focus of attention on Saturday.
A lot of people are hoping for the Huskies to get to another bowl game this year.
Right. They finished 7-6 last year with a win over Nebraska in the Holiday Bowl. They have a rematch in 3 weeks with Nebraska in the regular season. They're going to play Eastern this weekend and Hawaii next week, both at home. That will give them a chance to do something they hadn't done under Sarkisian, which is to start out with wins of the season. Washington has overscheduled itself with big name opponents. As a consequence, they wind up losing, and that hurts their bowl chances. So they finally come around to taking a couple of soft ones early before they travel to Lincoln.
One of the other changes this season, the Pac-10 is now the Pac-12.
Utah and Colorado have joined the conference, which most everybody thinks is a positive because it brings more television revenue, which is the driver of all things college sports. And that could just be a one-year deal because there's already rumors that Oklahoma and Texas are going to be petitioning the Pac-12 to join them as soon as next year.
And one final change that we wanted to talk about, the last year in Husky Stadium as we know it.
Yes, this is the final season, and they're going to tear out the old track, the old lower bowl, and replace it in a $250 million renovation that will be ready in 2013. So if there's people who are sentimental about old broken down benches, this is your year to go in and sit in them. But I think it's going to be a great addition to the local sports scene to have the Husky Stadium renovated. It's only 1920. The only thing we have operating that's older in this state are the ferry system. So it'll be good to see this renovation.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and you can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.